Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about overcoming overcommitment. Oh, yeah, we're going to be diving into this topic because I think as women, we are just doing so much. I think in our day and age and in our culture, everybody is pretty much busy, right? Are you not busy? Like, as you hear my voice, are you not busy, sis? So listen, the question that I want to ask you is, are you feeling a little overcommitted right now? How's your life? Tell me, how is your life? You can also email me and let me know that too. You know, personally, right now, I'm overcommitted at the time of this recording. I really am. I've said yes to too many things. I mean, I do a lot of speaking and writing, and I have just gotten super, super pumped and excited. I'm like, oh yeah, and people reach out to me and they're like, can you speak at this? Can you do a virtual? Can you do a summit? Can you do this? Can you show up here? And I'm like, sure, yes, absolutely. Send over everything to me and I'm going to check it out. And then I'm like, yes, I'm signing contracts, okay? And then there's writing projects and media interviews and coffee chats and opportunities. And let me tell you something, all of these things are things that I love doing. And all of these things are things that I have prayed for. And I also sing. So I'm a worship leader at my church. And so I've said yes to so many things. And let me tell you, just this past Sunday, I have to tell you, at the time of this recording, I had to sing a couple of songs and I had to pray and ask the Lord to hold me up, to keep me up, because I was so depleted. I was so exhausted. And we're getting to the end of the year right now. And so I'm just like, Jesus, I need a break. And I said, Lord, I need you to hold me up. I need you to get me through these songs. And he did. He carried me through. And I'm just so, so grateful for that. But I honestly saw myself like falling out on the floor, like right on the stage. And so we're talking about overcoming overcommitment. And so I want to break down the root words. So overcome, let's talk about what that means. It means to succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty, to defeat or overpower it, to prevail. That's right. That's what we want to do. When we're overcoming overcommitment, we want to succeed. We want to get over this problem and this difficulty. We want to defeat it. We want to overpower it. We want to win over this. We want to prevail. And so let's break down the root word of overcommit. And so this is what it means. It means to do more than one is capable of, to allocate more to a purpose than can be provided. Really think about that. Like, you really want to do it. Like, I wanted to sing, but I was overcommitted. I was exhausted. I was depleted. Like I mentioned earlier, I was drained. And I'm capable of doing the work, right? But it talks about doing more than you're capable of doing. So you're, again, overcommitted. You know, as women and wives, and even if you're single and if you're a mom, we do so much, right? I mean, the list, our to-do list and the demands of the day are really, really demanding. They're long. And so sometimes in that, in all of the things that we're doing, sometimes we can overcommit and it's just not good. It's not healthy for us. And so if you're listening to this episode right now, then you're either here and you're listening to this because you're like, Courtney, I need help. I need to overcome this. Or you know someone who needs to listen to this. So wherever you are in this situation, it's okay. You're here. You are here for it. And so am I. Okay, so we're going to get through this together. We're going to overcome overcommitment together. So let's go ahead and dive into this even more. So number one, when you're overcoming this, you have to understand and you have to acknowledge that you actually are overcommitted. So how does your body feel? Are you feeling extremely exhausted, fatigued, spent? Is your calendar busting at the seams? I mean, you know, if you look at your calendar right now, like what does it look like? Whether it's a digital calendar or a paper calendar, which I love a paper calendar and I like to look at it in full. And like I said, sometimes I overbook, you know, sometimes I'm like, how did that even happen? But it does because my calendar is busting at the seams. I'm saying yes to more things than I need to be saying yes. Hence, I get overcommitted. Then I want to ask you another question is this, are you missing dates? Are you missing deadlines? Do you feel like you are dropping balls? Do you feel like you just want to drop balls? Okay. I've been there before, but no, I'm talking about dropping balls because you're doing too much. We already talked about overbooking, but if you're married, is your husband and kids, are they like wondering, where are you? Where are you? Because you're not present with them. You're physically there, but you're not really there. Like you're not like engaged with them. So how does that look? And then how about your friends? How about your church friends too? Are you hanging out with them? Are you going to coffee time or lunch or dinner? Are you scheduling those much needed conversations to just like take a break from it all? And then social media. We are all pretty much, I would say pretty much most of us, I won't say all because I can't say that. And not everybody's on social media, but most of us are. And if you're on social media, are you being inconsistent? So if you're on social media, are you being inconsistent? Like for me right now, I'm inconsistent because I'm overcommitted. Like I said, this season for me is just too much. And I'm realizing like in every single way that I need to take a break. And I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. But again, it's about thinking about where you are, looking at where you are, considering where you are. And so I really want you to think about the things that I've asked you, all of these questions, because if you are saying yes to any of these questions that I'm asking you, then guess what, my sister, you're probably overcommitted. And so how do you overcome this? Well, we're going to take it bite-sized pieces at a time, but I'm going to give you a few nuggets along the way. So here we go. You release the pressure to say yes to everything. That's right. You're going to have to release the pressure to say yes to everything. And you're going to have to really look at your schedule to see what can you actually say, you know what? I don't have room for that. Like, I cannot say yes to this. So if somebody reaches out to you for a coffee chat or want to go out to lunch or dinner, or there's a meeting that you have to attend, but you're exhausted, you need to say, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm not able to do that right now. Again, you can say it in the right way. It doesn't have to be rude. It doesn't have to be mean, but it does need to be said because you're going to overextend yourself. You're going to exhaust yourself. You're going to feel depleted. You're going to be frustrated. You know, when we are not rested, well rested, when we're overextended or exhausted, let me tell you something, we can get pretty cranky. We can get pretty mean and groggy, and we're not good people to be around. And it has nothing to do with hormones or anything. It's just the fact that you're just overcommitted and overworked. And so that's when you have to say, you know what? I just can't right now. Maybe next time. But right now, it's just, I just can't fit it into my life or my schedule. And pray in the name of Jesus that they're okay with that. You also need to check the temperature of your household. This is how you're going to overcome it, by checking the temperature. The Proverbs 31 woman, she knew exactly what was going on in her house. She knew the state of her house. And so you have to consider everything. Like, how is your family doing? Think about it. How are you doing if you're single? So really, really think about that. So if you have a family, then you want to be present with them. So meaning you have to shut the work down. You have to have a cutoff time. If you work from home or you have kids that are at home, or you're working a day job, you have to be able to have a shutdown time. Meaning if you've got that laptop open or you're trying to carry that work home, you need to say, you know what? Mm-mm, it's time for my family. If you're single, you still need to be home. Take that bubble bath, take that hot shower, relax, pick up that magazine or read that book or put your feet up on the sofa, you know, whatever it is, relax. It's okay. Enjoy your home life. Again, whether you're married or single, enjoy your home life. All right, well, let's take a break. We need a break right now, right? So listen, when I get back, we're going to talk about Satan's role in all of this and what does rest actually look like. So stay tuned for more. I'll be back in a moment. All right, well, welcome back. And so the next thing that I want to talk about is watching out for Satan's schemes. That's right, sister. You got to watch out and I got to watch out for Satan's schemes, because here's the thing. The Bible tells us that in the last days, Satan is going to try to wear out the saints. That's right. Daniel 7:25. I'm going to tell you what it says. It says, "And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High." That's scripture, baby. That's scripture. And so we really have to be mindful of him just making us exhausted and making us feel like, oh yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. And then all of a sudden we're ready to fall on the floor. Like I mentioned earlier, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. So we have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God when he tells us to rest, when he tells us to stop, when he tells us to pause, because he's really telling us to watch out for the enemy. So we have to be sober. We have to be alert, because let me tell you something, the enemy wants to knock us out, not just from trials and persecution of our faith, but also through busyness. Through the busyness. It's nothing wrong with doing the work. God calls us to work. Ephesians 2:10, it tells us, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and we should walk in them." So yes, we have work to do. I always say that. Yes, we are called. We don't have to work for salvation, but guess what? We got work to do. And the enemy knows it. And so he's going to try to wear us out and get us overcommitted. That's a strategy. That's a scheme. That's what he's trying to do. But then scripture tells us what? Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So don't faint. Remember how I said I was going to fall out on that stage? Don't faint. Do the work. Get it done. Don't faint. Because that's all the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to stop the work. But God is calling us to balance it out. And so I want to read from Psalm 127:2, and this is what it says. It says, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." So while we have the Proverbs 31 woman who says, you know, she gets up early and she goes to bed at night late, right? We get that. I understand that. But then this scripture balances us out when he's telling us it's useless if we do this. If we just work so hard, we're up early all the way through the night and all that kind of stuff, God is going to give us rest. And so my next point is to do exactly that, to rest, to take a break. Go to bed earlier. That's what I'm working on. I'm working on going to bed earlier. Let me tell you something. These scriptures are convicting to me because I am a person who wakes up early sometimes, okay, but then goes to bed late. And I used to get up like super, super early, but in this season of my life, I'm doing so much. So I will actually sleep in a little bit. I really don't start my day until 11, and that's a boundary that I set. But you know, once 11 starts, I'm up and I'm rolling and I'm rocking and rolling. And sometimes I can go into the evening. That's how I know how important it is to shut it all down and to be present and to close the laptop and go sit down and sit on the sofa to be with your family. Do I always win in this? No. Sometimes I have deadlines. Sometimes I have things that I have got to get done, and I will let my family know, hey, listen, I'm working on a project, or I've got a deadline here. I've got to do this. But listen, tomorrow I'll be good. You know, so let your family know. You can totally do that. You know, but the thing is that I want you to know is that you have to find the rest. We're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of overcommitting. We're all guilty of not being present. We're all guilty of just wearing ourselves out, right? And allowing the enemy to wear us out sometimes. But then we have to get back to the word of God, which says to rest. Okay. And so God rested. Genesis 2:2 tells us that. It says, "On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work." And so we have a Sabbath day, we have a Sabbath rest. And so whatever that looks like for you in your life, it's important for you to find that rest. And so I did talk about going to bed early, but I also want to just give a few other tips that may be helpful to you right now. Take a day off, like really take the day off. And when you're taking this day off, it's not just for you, like really spend some time with God, spend some time in some dedicated prayer, maybe a little bit longer in your devotional time, just giving you a couple of suggestions. Nothing's legalistic here, but just giving you some little tips here and some ideas of how you can actually spend your day off. So if you do have one day off, like split it half and half, get some rest, relax, and then go do something that you enjoy. And then the other part is if you have a weekend off or 2 days off, right, in your week, then enjoy it. Like take care of the errands, do all the things that you need to do, because I know how it is when you're working. I work from home, but I used to work in the field, so I get it. I know both sides. But take a load off. Take a load off. Do something that you really, really enjoy. And again, spend some time with God, because the Sabbath rest is also for you to actually just spend some time in worship and in prayer and devotion and journal and things like that. And then for some of you, you may need to take a sabbatical. There's nothing wrong with taking a sabbatical. It's actually super healthy. And so in a sabbatical, that could look like a month for you, which is like 30 days. It could look like 21 days. It could look like 10 days if you wanted to do. It could look like 60 days. Whatever that looks like for you, talk to God about it, pray about it, talk to your family about it, and then connect with God in a deeper way. It's all about rest and spending more quality time in the Word of God and getting closer to Him. Maybe even consider doing a fast during that time. It doesn't have to be the whole time, but consider maybe one day out of that or maybe 3 days out of that. And then consider what type of fast that you would actually do during that time. It's just an amazing way to hear from God even more clearly. And then you may want to take a social media break like me. Hello. I am so on the verge of taking a social media break, and I'm thinking about taking it for a month. But you can do it for a week, or you can do it for a month, 30 days, or you can do it for 90 days. You can let your audience know or don't. It's totally up to you. It depends on your relationship with your audience out there. I personally will let my audience know that I'm taking a break because I do a lot. But consider that. It's totally okay. They will be there when you get back. You need to stay healthy in every way. And so if taking a social media break is what you need, then do it. Okay. They will be there. The other thing I want to suggest is to take a nap. You might be saying, oh yeah, Courtney, I take naps. But then you may also be saying, I don't take enough naps. So just get you a power nap, whether that's on the weekend, whether if you're working from home and the kids, or if you have babies or little kids or toddlers and you're, you know, homeschooling your kids, it doesn't matter. When it's lunchtime, after they have lunch, lay them down. But if they're, you know, going back into their work, if you're homeschooling, guess what? Take a nap. Take a nap. Say, listen, mom's going to lay down for about 15 minutes or 30 minutes and I'll be back up. Or when you get off from work, if you feel like you need a little power nap just to be able to get dinner on and be present for your family in the evening, go ahead and take a nap. If you're single and you feel like, listen, I have had a day and I just need a little something before I go into the next thing, whatever that is, you might be going to have dinner with someone, right? You might be going to have dinner with a friend or somebody. And, you know, in that case, you need a little cat nap. Go ahead and do it. It's totally okay. Especially on the weekend or after church. I love an after church nap. Trust me, I will lay down for about 3 hours and then get up and take on the evening. Another thing too is to pause on the work for just half a day or maybe an hour. Take a lunch break. If you are working from home or if you're working at your job, if you have a 30-minute or a 1 hour lunch break or even your 15-minute breaks, don't sleep on those breaks because you need them to recharge. You need them to refuel. So don't feel bad about it. Go and do it. Another thing, sometimes you have to take a break. If you don't have a deadline, you can put the work away for the day. Just say, you know what? That's it. I have nothing else left. I have nothing else to give to this project. I need to stop. And that's okay. You can pause on the work. You can stop. It's totally all right to do that. Don't feel guilty about it. So what I want you to do is I want you to plan for your rest. Plan for a break. You can do it. Sit down, look at your schedule and see where can I incorporate a break? Remember, we're talking about overcoming overcommitment. All right. So let's go into my last point, which is all about setting healthy boundaries. That's right. We're going to talk about healthy boundaries before we get out of here. So number one, I want to tell you is to know your limits. Can you take on another thing? Are you at your limit? It's just like when you're driving. If they say 70 miles per hour, that's 70 miles per hour. If you go over, especially 10 miles, you're going into 80 and you're in 70, you could crash and burn. You could hit somebody. You could hurt someone. And it's the same thing in life. If you're going too fast, if you're overcommitted, if you're doing too much, if you're pushing it to the limit and over the limit, we're talking overcommitment, over the limit, you're going to hurt people. You hurt your kids. You're going to hurt your family. You're going to hurt the job. You know, you won't be able to show up well for your job or your ministry or the things that God's calling you to do in your church because you're overcommitted. You're past the limit. And so you don't want to crash and burn, because if you crash and burn, let me tell you something, sister, you can't do anything. You can't help anyone. You are stuck on the side of the road. You are stuck for a moment. So don't do it to yourself. We cannot do this to ourselves. Know your capacity. Know how much you can take on. If you are at maximum capacity, that's it. Say, you know what? That's it. There's nothing else. I'm at the cap. There's nothing else I can do. It's just like when you have a glass full, it's to the brim. If you do, let me tell you something. If you go over, you have capped out. But if you go over, guess what? You're going to make a mess. Water is going to be everywhere. That soft drink, whatever it is that you're drinking, that coffee, it's going to be all over the place. That tea is overspilling. Let me tell you something. It's going to be all over the place and it's going to be a hot mess. A hot mess, especially if you're drinking coffee, right? Like me. So it's okay. Pause and consider. I want you to think about this. Set some healthy boundaries and know when to say no. Know when to say that's enough. Know when to know that you have capped out. Know your limits and say, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. I'm sorry, but I'm off. I'm sorry, but I'm spending time with my family. I'm sorry, but I'm going away for the weekend. I'm sorry, but I'm going to take a sabbatical. That's it. Okay. Know your bandwidth. You hear that a lot. Know your bandwidth. I actually wrote a blog post on that called Balance, Boundaries, and Bandwidth. You can check that out at CourtneyRichard.com. Check it out on my blog. It is good. Go ahead and read it. I give God all the glory for that piece. So amen, amen. All right. Well, before I get out of here, I just want to let you know that I have a free digital download for you. And it's all about my life management planner for busy Christian women. So if you are single or married, go ahead and download this. This is going to be really beneficial for you, especially if you're feeling a little overcommitted or overwhelmed in any way. It's going to help you. All right. There's all kind of good stuff in there. So check out that at CourtneyRichard.com. Go ahead and grab it. And I will see you next time. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.